Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Right now we're spending some time with Darlene here.
Yeah, Darlene has called us, and she says that she wants to go back to work. She's been staying home with her baby for the last year. She's ready to go back to work. Just being a stay-at-home mom isn't for her, which is probably something a lot of women have gone through, but her husband is absolutely against it, and they sort of made this arrangement that she was going to stay home before they had the kid.
Now she wants to get a job without him finding out about it.
She already got a job.
She got a job. She's supposed to start on Monday. Mm-hmm. So she's going to have this whole hectic schedule. Think she's going to be able to pull this off where she goes to work, drops child off at daycare, husband doesn't know anything about it because they'll be back in the house before hubby gets home.
It's not just back in the house. I mean, he expects dinner on the table when he gets home from work.
Come on, that can't work. Danielle, good morning. You are on Q100. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say I think Darlene's really privileged to have the opportunity to stay home from work with her children or child. And I think that, or it's proven that ages 0 to 5 are so important for a child's cognitive development. If she can stay home with her child, even for just one more year, well, he'll be.
It's not what she wants to do. It's not what she wants to do.
And I think producer Tracy made a great point yesterday. We talked about this because producer Tracy was talking about how she struggles being a working mom because she has an inner desire to be a stay-at-home mom. And her point was, look, as a woman, you got to figure out what's best for you. And by doing that, it's better for the child. So if you're home miserable as a stay-at-home mom, how is that going to help the child?
Darlene, what would happen? No. See, I've known guys like this, too. I'm going to sort of argue out of both sides of my mouth because, as I just said to Melissa, you know, when you're in a relationship for a long time, people change. And they evolve so much that I think in strong relationships, those are the ones where people can evolve with each other and accept change. But I also, on the other hand, know guys that this is such a hot issue with that they feel that if the child is not with mom at home in those formidable years, that you're scarring their children. That you're hurting their children, and they're so focused on it that Darlene's husband here may be one of those guys where he feels like it's almost abusive not to be at home.
See, and I'm so fascinated by that because I'm fascinated by men like that where it's not a matter of them being home with their kid. It's the mom being home with the kid. You know what I'm saying? Like for her to so 1950s have to be home and have dinner on the table for him and make sure everything's done when he gets home. It just, you know, it's fascinating to me how men's minds work that they're not thinking about all that entails and they're not picking up, you know, some of the slack for
it. Would that be an option for you, Darlene? Would he stay home while you went to work?
No way.
Not a chance.
No way.
Yeah. All right, here's Brian. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Hey. What's up?
I actually think that if she can actually get a job where she goes and comes home before he gets home and still has the housely duties and the food on the table, that he shouldn't ever have a problem with it. You know, she should be actually get out and do what she wants to do with her life.
Even if she can't do her wifely duties, like, you still shouldn't have a problem with it because they should be able to find a compromise. Like, if you're considering wifely duty, you know, whatever, preparing dinner every night, then they can find a trade-off. You know, she does Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He does Tuesday, Thursday, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they hire a housekeeper with the money that she's going to be making.
Yeah, it's not the point that she can't work. The point is that he wants her in the house all the time to raise their children.
I love wifely duties.
Yeah, I don't agree. Awesome. I never agree with you doing something behind your partner's back and having a whole different life that they don't know about. But he also is being inflexible. So I do, I mean, for this to work, there has to be a compromise. I agree with Jeff. Like, you know, you have to have a serious conversation with him, and he's not your father. He's your husband.
You got to think about the day, Darlene, that he walks in the door and finds out that you've been working and your child has been in daycare and how angry and hurt he is going to be by you really living this other life that he had no idea about. What a breach of trust.
But she's
that
only
is.
Doing it for a couple weeks, right?
Right.
Well, and how sad. It just has what's out of a relationship that y'all just are at such an impasse that you can't even communicate.
And what are you planning to do with the extra money? I'm just wondering where the money you're making, where's that going, in your own bank account or his?
Oh, for him not to notice it? Because
he's going to notice a big money change.
Well, I have my own account, and I thought that it would be for our son's education.
Mm-hmm.
And
so separate.
Well, I will eventually tell him, and it's not that I'm enjoying doing this behind his back, but it was almost a challenge to me to see if I can actually do it and pull it off, and then say, you know, and then tell him that I have been able to pull this off and I have been doing this.
Like to prove to him that it, I don't know.
That's
I don't
too
just
much
sound
stress.
So.
And if he's that old traditional kind of mentality, too, he is going to take that as such a swipe at his ego. This is.
And when you're starting a new job, you want to put in a lot of extra hours and extra effort, and mm-hmm. you're going to need the support of your spouse to do that. You know what I mean? You're going to come home tired.
Like, what are you going to do when you have a bad day at work? Like, who do you.
Right.
I'm so tired. Yeah. Hey, Davis, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, everyone.
What's
Hi,
up, man?
I think this is part of what's just wrong across the board with our society. Nobody commits or keeps to a commitment once we make a commitment. She made a covenant with her husband that she was going to go ahead and be a stay-at-home mother. Stick with that. In 17 years, the kid will be 18, pack your little briefcase and go to work. But until then,
covenant.
You know, you're deceiving the child and your husband
what?
By going and lying and saying you're going to work.
I just can't agree with this kind of mentality right here, man, that you make a decision and that's it for the rest of our lives. There is no change.
No, not for the rest of your life until the kid is 18.
18 years old, man. She's
that's ridiculous.
How so about she's you don't change your mind for 18 years?
She's supposed to be miserable?
No, look, my wife works. I am entirely with a woman working. That's totally cool. But my mother did the same thing, didn't want to work, wanted to work, went to work against my father's wishes, and things happened to me in daycare. She could never return. So I say, if that's the way it was supposed to be, stick to it.
That guy's voice was so deep, I thought he was on The Voice Disguiser.
I just find that, okay, let's switch, you know, because we always talk about being fair, you know, to both genders, and it's like, well, if you switch the roles and the woman is being so demanding of her man to the point that it's making him crazy and he wants to leave, she'd be this bitchy woman. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I just feel like, are we, you know, he to me sounds the same. He's being so demanding and so, like, uncompromising that it's driving her away from the marriage. And, you know, I think that... That, you know, how do we get him to be, you know, like for a guy and a guy's mentality, how do you get him to be more flexible and save his own marriage?
I don't know.
Instead of it being all on her.
What was that thing that Chili said when she was in here about guys and women? The analogy was something
remember.
Like, it was something about guys getting in relationships.
To keep it the same and women get in it to change them.
It's, yeah. It's a, she said it more eloquently, and she's a lot hotter than you, but it was, right. That was the,
close.
Right. That was close.
Hey, Trina, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I am actually a single mother, and I work. But if I had the option to stay at home, I would. My fear with her is if she does this behind his back, if he feels so strongly about it, that when he does find out about it, he's going to be so hurt. And he will end up divorcing her.
Yeah, this is going to be a real shot. A real shot for
I
him on a couple
with
of different
what she's
levels.
Doing. I just don't understand how you cannot have a conversation. I find it sad when you cannot be in a relationship with somebody you can talk to. I just find that tragic.
It's hard. Sometimes these are hard, man. Hey, Jackie, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, she needs to quit hiding and let him know. You know, this is a year 2000. Come on now. She can work.
Oh, 2010. I mean, you know, whatever.
She doesn't like it. Too bad.
I just feel like
this is not her father. This is her husband. This is a 50-50 relationship. He does not pull the strings. And she made the comment that she's losing her friends. So what is he doing? Sequestering her in the house where she doesn't even have friends?
Yeah, she's not happy in any one of these aspects.
Yeah, I feel like you guys could come up with some sort of compromise.
This thing is going to blow up big time. Darlene, we got to check.
Part-time work? Yes. I don't know.
We got to check back with you next week to see if you took the job. Or
you're fun. You're our new pet.
I would suggest you got to have that blowout this weekend because it's going to mm-hmm. be ugly. I'm telling you, this if he's dug in this deep for so long, this is going to be a really uncomfortable situation. But it's not going to be nearly as uncomfortable as the situation you're going to have with him if he finds out after you take the job and you go to work.
I think the marriage is in trouble anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
You have big-time communication problems.
I'm going to take all of this into consideration. I will probably have a talk with him this weekend. I probably should.
Yeah.
How about tonight?
Yeah, why wait? All right. Darlene, we'll talk to you next week, okay?
right.
Good
Thank
luck.
Bye bye.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he see when she says, "Look, I got my degree behind your back. I got this job behind your back. I felt forced to do this behind your back because you will not compromise." I mean, I don't know. I just
that's going to be a bomb.
I just cannot believe what year is he living in.
The Bird Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.